shelter. I had an animal shelter. People bring the animals up, and they put me in the animal shelter. He loved everybody and everything. But later, he destroyed all the animals. That was down in San Francisco. Every animal in the animal shelter was slaughtered and buried. And then he did the same thing in Youngstown with his people. So, but anyway, it's difficult to answer your question because I'm not that up on the Bible. I don't know that much about it. There's a book. And there have been many books written on that's why I said, don't make it by other God. God, the Bible has a lot of very good stuff in it. And just because it has some errors, or some things that we're not too good, it doesn't describe what works.
Yeah. Oh, I have two good questions.
Oh, wait a minute, just a minute. Let me get with them back here.
Yeah, I was wondering how I said it seems like there are stuff in the conflict as well as your health. I mean, what was this personal game saying this whole thing? What do you tell the people who have to live from his own life and their behavior? It's just causing that. Well, was this person, was he like the leader making all this money? He made all this money? So, what's the
person? Well, he made a lot of money. And money wasn't going to go with his goal. He didn't live the lifestyle of the person that worshiped money. He cared less about having money than he cared more about taking the money away from somebody that had it than he did about having it.
And that even included very, very poor people. Poor blacks. I mean, he dreamed of jobs. He had a sense of where if you had any amount of money. He wanted it all. He wanted you to have it because that's good in the way, in your way of enlightenment or being a true follower. Anytime you had anything else to think, the same thing with the husband and wife thing. You didn't want to have anything to think to. No one to talk to, what you can do. Nobody depended upon him. He made the decisions. Who you voted for, who you voted for, what you're going to have to eat, what kind of clothes you could wear, who you were going to associate with. You couldn't associate with anybody outside the church. Children couldn't play with other kids other than church children. A lot of them are clinging to address where I am, what is my philosophy. I live one day at a time.
One of the ones what you got, if you were to be part of a day,
not willing to come out publicly, say your name, your brand. lot of money, the government shares, they're gonna continue to, and they're gonna, they continue to, take over to Diana without the money to go. So we decided that we're gonna die someday anyway, so we might as well go ahead. And we did. That's what we're gonna now cover. We left up there. Some are doing well. The case of Michael Brooks, the one that committed suicide. There are people that are trying to talk to my old friend of his. Everyone has kept away from my, because his lawyer wouldn't let him talk to anyone. And someone else that was protecting Mike from going to talk to him. It was good work. But people need an outlet. You need to be able to talk. I don't think, really the way they seem. I don't believe him going to make suicide. I don't believe him intending to die. I believe him needs to be out there by Coach and Carter and a few of the other top echelon people, and they're going to go somewhere and start all over with all this money. But whether or not that's true or not, Michael did need to talk to somebody. And some of the people were bound together in little communities yet. They're at least able to talk to one another now without feeling like, well, if I take them, they're just going to turn me in, you know, and get younger, so I have my ass beat. You know, so they can at least express some things. Some of them, yes. Some of them have. We had one young fellow came back. In fact, his father is the one that's being held in Georgetown now for having sliced the throat of Lenny Amos and his children, unfortunately. But his son came through the symbol and got close and got counseling. At first, it was sort of like being like in a trance. It wasn't like a trance when he signed up. He didn't want to talk about it. He didn't want to see what was really going on, you know. Then it's amazing. For the first time, we're able to talk, freely talk, without thinking, well, that person's going to turn me in, you know. And when you got turned in, it was a serious thing. So, and when you start to talk, things start making sense. My God, that's right, you know. I do remember that happening, but you put things out of your mind at the time they're happening. You can't express it to anyone. You don't get any active feedback from anyone. You see everyone else around giving approval, for instance, to the meeting with us. Maybe there's something wrong with me, you know, that I don't see that this is good for that person. Maybe Father is really being loving by meeting this person 150 times before. There was some real cruel things that happened. There was a man named Peter Wallace, who had a problem with little boys. He was an extremely nice person, but he did have this problem. He was a very gentle person. He followed one of those boys, got killed him, and don't put him in charge of little boys. The father of the boy got turned in, Jim Jones, had him beaten with a club all over his body, and had his penis put out on it, and they beat it and put it. They bled, he couldn't urinate, they had a catheterizer, they couldn't send him to the hospital because of this, this couldn't be known publicly that these things went on in people's temple. Very few people knew this except the planning commission. And that's why the majority of people left people's temple were from the planning commission. But we made then all the planning commissioners pray by and look at him. And naked, standing there and just penis beating and rubbed their eyes. Oh, it's amazing how brutal, that's still so loving a group, I'm singing and so loving a group to do.
What part of the group do you have?
Any church organization? Let you know. We don't judge groups. We don't judge groups in movies or cinema or psychology. We give out information on groups. So that you'll know what you're getting into when you join the group. There have been people who have been in, for instance, the movies, who take it on themselves to go to places where they try to seduce the people in the movie organization. And after a person has been talked to, this person will go up to them and say, did you know you were talking to someone in the movie? So the person knows that they were talking to them. Because you don't know at the time who you're talking to. Somebody could pick you off to a camp somewhere, and you don't come back for a weekend, and your parents never see you again. Standing up in the aisle, and I remember going down and grabbing his head and pulling him by the hair down like that. But then afterwards, I thought, no, I thought it was going to be retarded. He wasn't responsible for the way he was doing it. I thought it was about that. And one, he used to send people out to harass people. I had a carload. I took carloads at the mirror and went out and threatened a woman that was at the church. And I remember after, my God, courage coming to be able to stand up. I had these big guts, you know. Offered early in the morning. She was just on her way to work. They got her car blocked in the driveway. And it's amazing. What a thing to do. So they did these things. Then people feeling that you feel important, you know. It's so important. This great revolution. Of course, we got a model. Means justify the ends, justify means. So it was okay to do these things, you know? Yeah. I read a long time ago, I really thought it was we had this meeting, and we got all these offering after offering, and now I think, and before last week, we had every kind of day. Or
neighborhood. For the neighborhood, right? These are people that they would seem to hold on, right? And they think that they were going to be saying, I can't find it.
Don't worry.
I thought, well, the Jones don't do it for the beautiful cause. If you ever change the world, it's so nice I'm going to get it just myself. Well, my wife is initially an intelligent person. She's very, especially in the church. We have both had a respect for the church. She was on the planning commission. She had support trip on St. John's Land, but I don't know if you ever knew I was on.
But
she was beating for violence. What was she?
Barely.
She was on the planning commission views.
She said, you know,
we had
the times in planning commission we were supposed to be pretty open, shady, and
you know.
She figured out this way to if she told him no to this, he would take a look at what he was doing. So she said, you know, I think they can't understand.
I seen that.
How it's reversed, and you know, how I feel. Well, girl, I was thinking, small children do this stuff. I don't understand. Different mailings we would send out to people
saying that it was a
certain amount of money to be blessed
or something like that. Boy, I don't know if it was a good job. We ran a picture consortium and we did my wife and I of blessed pictures for all. We didn't make money. We were going out on a weekend to sell any blessed pictures. And so we were really a money-making pair
of Jim John.
Tremendous
amount of money to people's temple. So,
I think that's
why he paid it for.
I paid
for you,
so.
Then, Jeannie, somebody that,
Anthony
did it.
Did it right or did it hard?
Of Philip, he couldn't figure out how to bring him down. We did a few things. We always treat have thought at first that Jim Jones was his own worst enemy, and that he would destroy himself. Like Jim Jones, become so sick of it, he was in place and I was seeing people beat him.
But surely he would destroy himself. The problem is, you know, he had a poor people, yeah. People are paying. Surely they're going to leave, you know. You think it's going to be that long.
It was just a matter of short months, everybody knows that meeting. I mean,
but yeah, they didn't have it.
So,
well, that was really our intention, you know. 6 hours, oh, I'm going to go like 8 to 10 hours. And Marshall Phil, or Phil Tracy described the train and talking with him, you know, that talking to Phil, and told me this very helpfully. That talking to him, you know, and said, you know, I got money, you know. And how,
talked to more of them, more of them, you know. And they were all coming to the same turn. And so finally, you know, that's right. Someone might very well be mad enough to kill him for. He did have doubles. My folks was one of them. There was a guy in there dressed up as Hunter Jones. And there were about 4 people. But a lot like Jim Jones, but just dressing like him was enough for somebody that could be made out of nowhere to fight him. Did anybody want
action? You know, I didn't think I'd do something here. But if they had a body.
They saw the body.
So they had a body, but then they just got to work the job one way. Yes. Anybody there? Huh?
A lot of people.
Thank you.